Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Finally today, one Massachusetts father knows too well what grieving parents in Newtown are feeling today. Gregory Gibson's son, Galen, was murdered in a Western Massachusetts school shooting 20 years ago. After he heard about the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School, Gibson wrote an op-ed for the New York Times, which he read for us.
My wife and I learned about the Connecticut school shootings on our way home from the cemetery, where we had just finished observing the 20th anniversary of our son's murder. 18-year-old Galen and a teacher were killed on December 14, 1992, by a deranged student who went on a shooting spree at Simon's Rock College in Western Massachusetts. Galen was a gifted kid, and Simon's Rock seemed like the perfect place for him. He'd never been happier. The killer had a vastly different reaction to his environment. After run-ins with college officials, he vowed to, quote, bring the college to its knees. He bought an SKS at a gun shop down the road and obtained oversized clips and ammunition through the mail. In the wake of Galen's murder, I wrote a book about the shooting called Gone Boy. In this book, I suggested that we view gun crime as a public health issue, much the same as smoking or pesticides. I spent a number of years attending rallies, signing petitions, writing letters, and making speeches, but eventually I gave up. Gun control, such a live issue in the early days of school shootings, inexplicably became a third rail for politicians. I came to realize that, in essence, this is the way we in America want things to be. We want our freedom, and we want our firearms. And if we have to endure the occasional school shooting, so be it. A terrible shame, but hey, didn't some guy in China just do the same thing with a knife? Still, whatever your position on gun control, it is impossible not to react with horror to the news of the shootings in Connecticut. Our horror is nuanced by knowledge of what those families are going through and what they will have to endure in the years to come. More horrible still, to me at least, is the inevitable lament, how could we have let this happen? It is a horrible question because the answer is so simple. Make it easy for people to get guns, and things like this will happen. Children will continue to pay for a freedom their elders enjoy.
Gregory Gibson lives in Gloucester. He's author of Gone Boy, A Father's Search for the Truth in His Son's Murder. That's our program today. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.